Hello, everybody. Hey, this is Doug Reed with Life by Design 360. And today we have the pleasure of talking with Luis Quiles. And he specializes in regard to life coaching as well as career coaching and helping people to really get on the right track in regards to maximizing their potential from both their life and their career. And today I thought it was appropriate to talk about, 2024. And of course, everyone's talking about their New Year's resolutions and their goals. And I've even heard people talk now about intentions. And it's just, the thing is, in January, we set them. And then in February, we forget them, right? And the thing is, if you're going to set up a goal, and if you're going to set up something what you really want to do, then I mean, you want to make it stick, because ultimately, what you're really trying to do is change your life. And this is an area that Luis is a specialist in. And I really wanted to bring him in and talk to him about that so we can all benefit in regards to his experience. So Luis, tell me a little bit about where people are in regards to going beyond resolutions, goals, and intentions and setting their life priorities to completely reinvent themselves for 2024 and beyond.
Awesome. Well, first of all, great morning, great afternoon. Thank you for having me on here. Yes, this is something that I see on a regular basis as I'm working with people, both in one-on-one and in large settings, just because, oftentimes, especially in this time of year, everybody wants to have a different goal or resolution or different things like that. And I think you hit it right on the head when you said they set them in January and forget them in February, because honestly, we could even see that in the gyms, right? The gyms are most crowded in January, but once February comes rolling around, now it's a ghost town. There's barely anybody in there, and that's the thing. Oftentimes people set their resolutions from a place of their ideals and what they want most, but they don't really consider the actions or the things that actually have to come into place when it comes to manifesting or attracting those goals coming to you. So a lot of the work that I do is just kind of setting people up for not just setting their goals up for sure, but also having a few action steps and things in mind so that they can move themselves in the direction of their goals, and it could be some simple things as far as just writing your goals down and putting them in a place where you see them all the time. And there may be other things where it's like, if you have a big outlandish goal, to break it down into different steps so you can have milestones throughout the months or weeks or however it is like you want to set it up for that goal in particular. And just really getting yourself there to that goal, right? It really does come down to the specificity of the goal itself and what you need to do to actually get yourself there. But there's a lot of different ways to get there. I personally often think that resolutions don't last, because if you set them in January and you forget them in February, then you're not really go where it is you want to go with those goals. But if you set a goal along with an intention, along with the idea to reinvent yourself and get yourself to the type of person that accomplishes these goals, you're more often than not going to accomplish those goals. And you can set yourself up for a life that you can never even thought of. And I personally love to set up goals in the sense where, like, there's milestones to those goals. So like, yeah, we may have a month, a 6 month or a yearly goal, but that's really just to get us to our 5 or 10 year goals. And that's a much deeper conversation to have with each person individually. But that's just a few different ideas on how where we can go when it comes to setting our goals up, and not just to write them down for writing them down's sake, but to actually get ourselves there and live the kind of peak life that we always want to live.
Yep. Yeah, that's just so important. And a lot of people just don't have the ability to stick with it. And so how does somebody stick with it? You mentioned, writing things down, but a lot of people will write them down and then they won't follow through. Can you talk to us a little bit about, following through and how you do that and how you, stay with that no matter what?
That's a great question. So my first coaching tip for everybody that's watching this is, first and foremost, if you write them down, the biggest mistake that you can do is write your goal down and then stick them in a drawer and then just forget that they exist. Right? Unfortunately, the brain doesn't work that way. Our human nature doesn't work that way. You have to be able to write them down and then put them in the place where you can see them on a regular basis. Right? Because if you're able to see your goal, you're naturally going to attract yourself to that goal more often, because it's going to serve as a constant reminder. So my first coaching tip for everybody here is just write your goal down, but then put them in a place where you see them on a regular basis. That automatically is just going to get you further along into your goal, because it's going to be way harder to forget it, right? It's human nature to set and forget something. So you want to be able to see them on a regular basis, so that way that it pulls you to that goal. And that's probably the first step for anybody writing a goal down. If you're writing your goals down for New Year's, whether it's a monthly, weekly, or yearly goals, I like to put yearly goals on a Q on an index card. That way, I can see them on a regular basis, and then it also gives me the option to check them off once they're done. Because once you check them off, once they're done, now it's a little time for celebration or a little reward, because we just put in all this work to get us to where it is we want to go. Now we want to be able to check this off and feel good about it. So write them down and put them in a place where you see them.
What I do is I have a portfolio that I keep my tablet of paper on where I write down my daily objectives. And then there's like a little slip in there, a little place where I put extra papers and things of that nature. And right in there are is my life goals. And the thing is, sometimes I just forget to look at that. And I think it's really important to look at that at least once a week. And if you can actually pull that out and look at it and at once a day and just make sure that you're on track, really, really important. So yeah, writing those things, writing those goals down, and then having a place where you can put them. And it might be in your backpack, it might be, it might be in your briefcase, it might be in your portfolio, whatever it happens to be, something that you take with you each day, purse, whatever it happens to
Yeah.
be, put it somewhere where you can take a look at it intentionally and make sure that you're on track, just to remind yourself. It's just getting into that habit. And
Absolutely.
what do you think about, I mean, how long does it take for somebody to make a goal, an intention, a life-changing situation into a habit that just happens on automatic?
That's going to be subjective to each person, but on average, they would say that it takes about 90 days to build a habit.
Okay.
Depending on which book or article you're reading, some places say 60 days, some places say 90, others say 120. I say let's go in the middle. Goldilocks rule. Let's say 90 days. So you want to be able to commit to that habit on a daily basis for 90 days, so that it can turn into something automatic. Because as you're working more closer to your goals and you're taking the steps on a regular basis to go after your goals, it's going to take up decision-making energy so that you can actually decide consciously to go after those goals. The intention here is to you want to set it to be automatic. So if you give yourself 90 days so that you can commit to an action step on a regular basis to commit to actually going towards that goal, whatever it is, right? Say you want to save a certain income amount. Great. How much are you saving on a daily basis so you can get to that goal, right? Daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, whatever it is, right? How, like, what is the habit that you're developing behind that? Say you want to just have a more positive self-image, right? You just want to feel better about yourself and you want to stop being your own worst enemy. Great. How many times on a daily basis are you going to actually sit in front of the mirror and tell yourself, you are amazing, you are phenomenal, you are deserving of your goals, you are worthy of your goals. You absolutely can get to your goals. Keep up the good work. Keep going after. You're doing amazing. How often are you going to commit to that? That's actually a practice that I do with a lot of my clients that I'm working with one-on-one. And it's funny, I get the same feedback every single time, right? They do that habit because a lot of people just want to work on this positive self-image and mind. Because, I do career coaching, leadership coaching. I also help people with their relationships as well and life coaching overall. But I kind of just lump it all together into life coaching, right? Because we pull up as ourselves, as our natural selves before we get into relationships, before we get into our careers, before we get into leadership roles. We have to first work with ourselves. So when it comes to, building up that self-positive image, we take ourselves in every single room that we go into with every person that we interact with. So if you want to build up a more positive self-image and you want to be more friendly to yourself and you just want to be more confident in all these different things, you have to then develop a habit of now having these practices in line to so that you can have the result that you're looking for. So a strong practice that I help people with on a regular basis is looking into the mirror and actually telling yourself these positive things, because it's so much more natural for us to tell ourselves negative things on a regular basis, right? You're not enough. You're not worthy. You're not going to get after it. Who do you think you are? You're not strong enough for this. You're not pretty enough for this, whatever it is. But now you have to actually get into the habit of breaking that. And whenever you do the practice of looking into the mirror and you're telling yourself more positive things, it's going to feel very uncomfortable after in the beginning, right? That first week is going to feel like why? I'm happy. I'm worthy. I'm confident, and it's gonna feel like kind of like you're questioning it almost, but with repetition and with the consistency and building that habit up, you go from saying, I'm ready for this to I'm ready for this. Let's go. And the energy that you're presenting in that is just going to be a total flip with that, you know? And how much emotion you put into that is going to determine that curve as far as if it's going to take 60 days or 90 days. If you put it with full intensity, full impact, and full intention, you can probably be more on the closer to the 60 days than the 90 days. But if you just kind of take it leisurely and you do it on a regular basis and you focus on the mechanics of building the habit on a daily basis, you can expect to see that 90-day turnaround where it turns into a habit and you don't have to think about it anymore.
And that's kind of the whole idea of anchoring, also to a certain degree, isn't
Yes, 100%. That's
it?
actually so for people who aren't as familiar with like NLP practices and coaching practices in particular, oftentimes I'm teaching these different things without people having the background of it. So I just give them a few action steps so that they can kind of like just work on the mechanics of it. So what that does is you're anchoring in an emotion to an action, right? And then you're linking a certain series of thoughts to it, right? So what you're doing is you're combining your mental aspect of it with your emotional and then into the physical body. Right, you create an anchor amongst yourself, and with enough repetition, every time you do the physical aspect of it, or you think the thought, or you say the words, it's going to trigger one of the other two. And now you're in this peak state that you've been wanting to get into. You're more confident, you're more self-assured, you speak more clearly, you speak more confidently, whatever the goal is, right? Or you even are think more intelligently. Like, I know this is something personally that I've had to do whenever it comes to like my financial status, right? When setting myself up financially really well so I can make sure that I have a certain income that I want and that I'm taking care of in all these different areas, right? Having this confidence is going to be great, but I also need to have the mechanics down pat so that I can actually work on the saving habits and being a more intelligent spender with the finances that are coming in. So that's another way of building in that habit. It doesn't always have to be the peak rah-rah energy emotion. It can be even an intention of intelligence. So you can just make smarter decisions on a regular basis. But setting that anchor amongst yourself where you have the emotion, the mental, and the physical aspect, you're going to be able to accomplish anything that you ever set your mind to, whether it's emotional, mechanical, or anything like that.
And of course, you and I met each other through Tony Robbins' leadership training, and you've been through a lot of that training. And that's one of the things I really admire about you and your background. Of course, you've been doing this for quite some time. And with the training that he talks about, and the whole idea of, talking to yourself, anchoring, using these different mechanisms, which most people don't even know that they've got or how they work. And using, your mind to actually make sure that you're staying on track. And these techniques are so incredibly important. And it can be the big change. It can be the big difference between somebody that really just stumbles through life versus that person that really has it all together and is doing amazing things through their life. So that's absolutely perfect. What about as far as setting that plan in place and creating the lasting steps to make sure that you're on the right track? What else do people need to do in order to make sure that, these, again, resolutions turn into actuality that changes their life?
So the next biggest thing and the most important thing to any goal that you're setting and actually getting to accomplish that goal is to have your intentions behind it. So I always tell people you want to start with the end in mind. So if you want a certain goal, right, whether it's a certain job, a certain income status, maybe a relationship, or just like being in a certain kind of like more positive, confident state or whatever it is, you want to begin with the end in mind. You want that. You want to see that as crystal clear as possible. You want to see as many details as you can when it comes to accomplishing that goal. But then the second piece, even though it's second, it's just as important as the first piece. Why do you want that goal? Reasons are always going to come first, right? Before you figure out the how, before you figure out the what, before you even figure out the when, right? How, I mean, why? Why do you want to accomplish this goal? What is this goal going to give you, right? A lot of times people want to set a financial goal for themselves. Awesome. I want to make $10,000 a month. Great. That's a great goal to have. Why do you want that goal? It can't just be because I want $10,000 a month. That there's no emotion when it comes to money. Money at the end of the day is a tool in order to get us what it is we want in life. So if you want $10,000 so that your family can be more taken care of, okay, that's a great reason. What else? I want $10,000 a month so that I can set up my business in a certain kind of way where I can be making even more money than that so I can make more of an impact on other people. Great. That's another reason. What else? And if you can flood yourself with all these different reasons as far as why you want to accomplish that goal and even other people that are going to be benefiting from that other goal, right? Going back to the $10,000 a month thing. If you have a family, if you have close people that you want to take care of or that you want to support financially with that, and you think about those people as you're creating this goal for yourself, you're now linking that emotion to that goal, especially if it's something like money or something like that, because money doesn't have necessarily an emotion to it. Well, it kind of does, but most people are stressed when it comes to the when thinking about money, but we want to avoid that emotion as much as possible, right? You want to think
right.
about the hopefulness of what it is you want with that money. So if you set the begin with the end in mind, right, really see as crystal clear as you can what you want, what that goal is, and all the details is going to be associated to that goal, and then why you want that goal. What is the most best thing that's going to get you? What is the thing that's going to make you happy about it? What's the thing that's going to bring fulfillment to you? And how is it going to affect other people in your life, your friends, your family, your children, your dog, who knows? Right? Anybody that's going to affect anybody around you, that you're going to increase the urgency in your brain for that. And you're going to just feel yourself naturally propelled to want to do some more of these action steps. And it's going to feel less groggy to kind of just, you know, you don't want to stumble around with it because now you're moving with your life with intention.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important. And I mean, as a financial advisor, investment advisor, one of the first things that we always ask somebody that's thinking about getting involved with us is I always ask him, what does the next 1, 3, 5, 10, 20 years, what does that look like? And tell me, you know, if you're on track or not. And a lot of times people come in and, you know, they may be in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and just getting to this. And they said, you know, the crazy thing is nobody's ever asked me that question before. And, you know, they've lived a substantial portion of their life. So I'm always surprised that nobody's ever asked that question before. And this just goes back in regards to all of the different realities in regards to your life, you know, making sure that, you know why, you know where you're going and having that end goal in mind and why. And I think you really hit it on the head. It's so important that, you know, it's more than just money. It's more than just a goal. It's more than the intention. It's why you want to do that. How is it going to affect your life? How is it going to affect those around you? How can it affect even the world? It's just, that's so true and so incredibly important. So what would you say?
Can I add just one thing on top of that, right? Like, yes, I agree with everything you said, especially on the financial part of it. You know, I remember one time, just to share one quick thing about me really quick, we talked about Tony Robbins. I'm a big Tony Robbins fan. And I remember prior to being involved with his events and whatnot, I always wanted to be a billionaire. That was always like one of the things, right? Because it's kind of like a status symbol now, and it's just mainstream. Everybody want to be a billionaire, right? Everybody's a billionaire, so I want to be a billionaire, you know? And it wasn't until I started going to some of his events and I started learning more about like how to associate the kind of lifestyle you want to that kind of income is where I started realizing, hold on, I don't need to be a billionaire. I actually don't need to be in that kind of bracket at all. All the things I want, you know, as far as in my life, personally, lifestyle-wise, is attainable with, you know, of course, I'm going to need some more money with it, of course, but not in the billionaire bracket. I absolutely don't need to be there for at all. So what I found was as I got more clear about the things that I want and the impact that I want to make into the world, the income goal started to go down, but it's now more precise. And I always wondered as I was trying to be a billionaire, I'm like, okay, I have this big goal. I have to start making steps towards it. Well, I'm not as close as I wanted to be. And I never really got anything to there because I never really associated why I wanted that billion, why I wanted to, what I was going to do with that money. I just wanted to have it just for the sake of having it. Yeah. Now I'm at a point where I lowered that income, that goal amount quite a bit, quite substantially. But I have so much more intention with that income now. And now I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to do with it. I know the impact that I'm going to create. I know the lives that I'm going to change. And now I'm propelled so much more further than I was with that billion-dollar mark, right? Because I had no emotion attached to the $1 billion. Now I have emotion attached to my actual financial goal. And it's just the amount of energy that I'm able to generate to go in that direction is just, it astonishes me every single day. So I just wanted to share that really quickly because that's just like you hit it right on the head, especially thinking about the financial aspect of it.
Yep.
You know, associating what you're going to do with it and everything that's going to come along with it, that's going to be the main driver to it.
So what would you say are the things that people should do right now? I mean, what are the first five, what are five things people ought to write down right now on a piece of paper in front of them? And then stow that away and then make sure that they look at that every single day. What would you say are the 3 or the 5 or the 10 steps, whatever you think, Lewis, what would be the things that people need to write down right now here today in order to get on track and stay on track?
Well, it's kind of just echoing what we just spoke about, right? So write down what the goal is as clearly as you can, right? I want to make X amount of dollars. I want this kind of material thing. I want to experience this. I want to have this, whatever it is. Write it down as crystal clear as you can. And then from there, you want to write down some type of time frame for yourself, right? You want to accomplish. So say you have a yearly goal, right? I was just working on this with one of my clients before we hopped on the call, you know. So you can have a yearly goal of, let's say she wants to do a little bit more traveling. And I'm like, okay, great. When do you want to do traveling? This year or in 10 years? And she goes, oh no, this year. Okay, great. Write down this year. Honor before when. The honor before phrase is going to be very key there, right? Because you want to be able to give yourself some wiggle room. You don't want to say, I want to travel on August 1st, 2024. Well, that's a kind of a long way from now. You don't really know what's going to be happening in life around that time. So you want to give yourself some flexibility. You want to do it on or before this day, right? So you want to set very clear intentions, and you want to give yourself some type of time frame for it, right? 1 year, 2 years, whatever it is, on or before what date, and then write down that date so that you give yourself some flexibility on there. And then either write down why you want the goal, or what's it going to give you, or as if like what's it going to affect. So going back to the financial goal, right? I want to make X amount of dollars on or before, let's say, September 1st, 2024, because by having it that day, I'll be able to afford private school for my children, or I'll be able to have a nest egg for my kids' college fund, or I'll be able to start my business in October, or I'll be able to whatever it is, right? So you want to set down the crystal clear intention. Give yourself a solid time frame, and then what's it going to give you, or why you want that goal. And I would say that's probably the top three things. I can definitely give you quite a few more, and we can expand it out more, but to make it very simple, write down the goal so you can have it visually there in front of you. I always recommend index cards because they're very quick and easy, and you can just kind of put them up in one location, and you can just leave it there, and then you can check it off. Because you absolutely have to check it off, right? Once you accomplish that goal, give yourself a little cross off, a check off from right there, then treat yourself to some ice cream because we just accomplished our goals and it feels damn good. So we're gonna go ahead and get some ice cream or some candy, whatever floats your boat. I don't discriminate when it comes to sweets, so I might just hit the bakery and go crazy.
There you go. There you go. Perfect. That's exactly it. So what can you tell us about somebody you helped and to get them on the right track in regards to this particular situation? I mean, you're just talking with somebody, it sounds like, before we even got on our call. And tell
One
me
minute
about,
before.
or one somebody you've helped in the past and kind of, the steps of getting them started and then on the track, either one.
So, for this, I'll tell you about one of my longest clients now. I still work with him to this day, and great guy, but one of the first things that we were working on was just like how he shows up, because he's a personal trainer, he owns his own business. And he's been a serial entrepreneur for a decade, over a decade now, probably maybe a decade and a half, 2 decades, something like that. And great guy, you know what I'm saying? Phenomenal, really great at connecting with people. But at the time, he had a kind of like a hot-headed anger streak where he just gets very ticked off very easily, and it just kind of turns into this explosive kind of anger. And I love talking about him a lot because now I can speak about this now with confidence. He definitely gives me the full range to speak about how he was at the time, because he would have this explosive kind of anger where he would even be destructive and destroy certain things in the environment, beat up his car a little bit. It's just like a raging hot streak. Now, I love speaking about it from this perspective because, you could easily think to yourself, okay, hothead, anger streak, you can't really trust him with a lot of different things. You can't put him in a lot of different scenarios because you don't know how he's going to react. But I look at it very differently. If you're someone like that, has like a hot streak or has like that kind of anger just boiling up, that tells me they're a very energetic kind of person. That means they have a crap ton of energy they just don't know what to do with. So when certain things in life happen, right, and I live in New York, so plenty of things to get us angry on a regular basis, trust me. So when certain things happen, that energy swells up, we don't know what to do with it. Right. And we just do the first thing that comes to our mind. And unfortunately, if we don't know other different habits or strategies to kind of jump into, we may just want to get into the destructive or the anger kind of things that just compels our impulses. So I love speaking about him because what I was able to work with him on was we turned that anger, right, which again is an energy source. we turned that energy source from anger being destructive to now it being one of his most peak and most reliable states, right? So he actually created a whole new triad, right? If you're familiar like with Tony Robbins' work and state changes and things like that, any state that you go to repeatedly becomes a triad. It becomes something that you go to on a regular basis. So because anger and that energy that swells up within him is something that is already so familiar to him and pops up on a regular basis, we were able to create a triad for him that he was able to use that energy and not have that energy use him. Love the, and I love the name of the triad because it's called Mr. Billions. And it's like just, I love it because, like I said, he's a serial entrepreneur. He makes his own money, right? So when that energy swells up, instead of being destructive, now he becomes creative. And that is just literally a total 360 turnaround for what you're doing with that kind of energy. Because from one, you're destroying things literally in your physical environment, but also to yourself too, because he would have scars on his knuckles and things like that, you know, because he's always punching things. Now he's in this state where he calls it Mr. Billions, and it's the most peak creative energy he can ever get into. And it's literally using the same energy, bodily fluid that just kind of come up and rush him. And now he has all his best creative opportunities when that energy pops up. And like I said, we live in New York, so you have plenty of opportunities for that energy to just kind of flare up within you. So that's been able to do a total turnaround. So he goes from having one business to now three businesses, and he is just absolutely killing it right now. One of the best human beings that I know. Still work with him to this day on so many different of his goals and aspirations that he wants, because now as we continue working with each other, the goals get bigger, they can become more outlandish. And now with this new tapped energy of creativity as opposed to destruction, what can't you create? And I love the name, Mr. Billions, right? Because he has no aspiration of being a billionaire either. But if you're a billionaire, you have endless opportunity. You have endless options. You have endless kind of things that you can kind of tap into. So he created that name not to kind of be a marker of his financial status, but more of just a marker of the endless possibilities that he can create versus from all the things that he was destroying. You know, and that's just one of my proudest people that I've worked with to this day. Amazing human being. And that's one of the main people that I could talk about. I could talk about more, but that's actually someone that I love speaking about the most.
Yeah, and I know you've helped a lot of people with, you know, in regards to your life coaching, your career coaching, and, you know, some of the other things you get involved, the relationship coaching. But it's always fun to have that one. And I've got bunches of clients I work with that, you know, we've gone in a completely different direction and doing the exact same thing. It's just fun. You know, the one thing I'll mention about the billionaire thing, it's kind of funny. I'm going to date myself here now. Of course, you know, the white hair already takes care of that. But, you know, when I was a kid, it was like millionaire. I want to be a millionaire. Well, now, you know, just about everybody's a millionaire. We're getting real close. Right. And, you know, now it's a billionaire. You know, I mean, man, by the time, hey, here's the thing, Lewis, by the time you're my age, it may be trillionaire type of thing. You know, who knows? I think that one of the Musk is probably working on that. Love him or hate him.
Probably, yeah.
That's what he's shooting for. You know, the thing is, I mean, as far as helping people, that's what, you know, that's what we're here to do. That's what Life by Design 360. And of course, you know, your company, that's what we do. And so tell us, how do people reach you? And, you know, how do you work with people?
So I mostly do one-on-one for right now. I am going to be creating events in this next year. That's a part of one of my big goals. So I'm going to be able to create events so that I can work with a large scale of people because I have a lot of energy that I can often get. And I'm like very similar to a Tony Robbins in a sense where you can throw me on stage and I'm ready to go and I can help so many different people. So that's my agenda for this year. Right now I'm doing one-on-one coaching. You can find me at kilesinternational.com. That is my website where you can kind of just kind of get everything on me, where I'm up to, information about my events on there as well. And there's even going to be a link where you can book a direct call with me as well. So it's going to be the main place as well. You can just type in my name on social media networks. I don't really promote too much on the social media networks in that aspect of it, but you can definitely find me on there. We can connect and we can speak there. But Kilas International is the main place where you can kind of get a hold of me and all the stuff that I'm up to.
Perfect. That's perfect. And of course, Good Human Coaching, the name of your company, and Kilas International. That's where people can find you. You know, ultimately, look you up, give me a call, and check it out. Lewis, as always, it's my pleasure. You know, it's always great talking with you, and you've always got great advice. Getting off on the right track for 2024 is really important. getting on past these New Year's resolutions and intentions and whatever you want to call them, but turning them into real reality and real life-changing dynamics. That's the most important thing possible. Lewis, thank you for being with us today. I really do appreciate it. My name again is Doug Reed with Life by Design 360 from Archimedes Worldwide. And we're wishing you the absolute best. Listen to all of our different podcasts and check us out, whatever we can do to help you out. That's what we're here to do. And ultimately, we want you to have the best life possible. Everybody, have a great 2024. We'll talk to you soon.